I was wondering before, when you started teaching and taking on the role of a leader of a community, did that affect the way in which you related to your own practice because you were suddenly being seen by others, having to be more careful about conduct, for example, and that maybe when you're just among the one of many, one can kind of get away with being perhaps more careless about how one behaves in certain ways, speech or restraint and things like that. But when one is at the center of attention, that was helpful at that level or not?
Good question. It's hard to sometimes retrospective views are not so reliable. But I'm thinking when I first became the abbot and teaching responsibility for you, I think I was probably suffering so much from other things that I wasn't really paying attention to how people were viewing me. Because I was, or trying to be something. I was just trying to survive. Because I I certainly didn't seek the position of being the abbot of Wat Nanachat, and certainly didn't feel I was ready. And I was quite young, really, it was my ninth year. I'd finished my eighth asa already, so my ninth year of being a monk, and then Ajahn Chah. If anybody else had asked me to do it, then hard to muster up my kind of resolve to do it. But it was Ajahn Chah, so it was non-negotiable. So you just had to do it. So that was just trying to get over my own sort of worries or anxieties and fears around having to take responsibility, having to be a leader, and not really knowing how to do it, because we were all really pretty young. So that sense of just being willing to, I think one of the things that saved me was really probably that faith in Ajahn Chah, that, Ajahn Chah has asked me to do it, I have to do it. And something that Ajahn Chah always emphasized was, whatever you're doing, you have to learn from it. And so that is your practice, that's your training. Taking that up as a theme of, what can I learn from this? How can I learn from this? How can I grow from this? So it's always a question. And doing it in Thailand, there's, of course, you're kind of accepted already just because of the nature of, say, Thai Buddhist culture. So certainly accepted in the society around or the position around. But then within our own community, of Westerners, then you're being judged. So there's a lot more source of suffering around that. But I think trying to be a good monk, really, sort of that's all like that. And of course, there was the example of Ajahn Chah and the teachings of Ajahn Chah. And the first year that I was the abbot, then I still was able to go to chat and talk and be with Ajahn Chah. And he was getting sicker, but I made the point of always checking in with him and also going down at Upataki and when he was, because he was recuperating from this operation and recovering from that. So spend time with him, help out Upataki. And so getting these perspectives from him on how to basically let go of my own sort of neurotic worries and fears and just go ahead and do it and learn from it, be willing to learn from that, so that So, but there was never, I can't really think of, trying to hold myself up to a particular ideal. I'm just sort of, basically, how do I survive this? And that ended up, I think, as a practical strategy.